يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية: ما رأيت شيئاً يغذي الروح والعقل ويحفظ الجسم ويضمن السعادة أكثر من إدامة النظر في كتاب الله عز وجل.
بالقرآن اهتديت في رحبه تحلو الحياة شوقاً إلى المولى أتيت أسلمت روحي للإله قد زان لي أغلى طريق وهو الشفيع هو الرفيق يا هائماً هل تستفيق وترى السعادة والنجاة قد زان لي أغلى طريق وهو الشفيع هو الرفيق يا هائماً هل تستفيق وترى السعادة والنجاة
Hello, my name is Tony. I'm from Canada. I'm 33 years old. I have a degree in information technology. And alhamdulillah, I'm Muslim.
ولد لعائلة مسيحية ملتزمة في الوقت الذي قرر فيه بأن يصبح مبشرا للنصرانية ويدعو المسلمين. استقر في نفسه أن الحق في الإسلام. توني من كندا.
Before Islam, I was a Christian, so I was from the Baptist sect, and I always believed in God, but I never really understood like how he could be like the three parts in one or something like that, like the church was telling me. So I also was a little confused about who Jesus was because, you know, some Christians would say Jesus is the Son of God, some Christians would say he is God. And so I had a lot of confusion about the concept of God. Like, my concept was very confused. The first time I heard about Islam, actually, I was driving my car. So I was driving on the way to work. I was about maybe 16 years old. And I was listening to a Christian radio station. So they said Muslims worship the moon, the black rock, and they worship the Prophet Muhammad. And they were saying that Muslims are very violent and aggressive and Islam is a religion of terror and all these negative things. So during that time, I decided I wanted to become a missionary to bring Muslims to Christianity. And so this led me to studying a lot. I read the Bible.
فتعمق طوني بقراءة الإنجيل ولكنه وجد أمورا زادت من حيرته.
When I was reading in the Bible, I was noticing that the prophets are praying with their face on the ground. I was noticing that Jesus was fasting. I was noticing lots of things. I was noticing that in the Bible it talks about a woman wearing hijab and niqab and things in the Bible. So this made me very curious because I saw Muslims are practicing this, but Christians aren't practicing this.
أنت اندهشت عندما علمت أن كل الأنبياء يصلون على طريقة المسلمين. يسجدون ويركعون. حدثني عن هذا الموقف.
Yeah, so when I grew up in a Christian family, very traditional. They taught me that when you pray, you should pray like this. You should put your hands together like this, or the other option is like this. So you make the choice. And they would say you look up like this. So you're looking up to God. So this is the way I thought, it must be in the Bible somewhere. I was very young. You know, so this is what everybody's teaching me. This is even what they do in church. They would talk about this way of praying. So from that point, I guess I just thought, you know, I should learn about it myself. I had a lot of misconceptions. I saw a lot of things on TV, on the radio, etc. But I just thought I should learn and study for myself rather than relying on other sources. So I just wanted to forget everything that I learned and just start fresh from real sources, from academic sources, and learn about it. You know, maybe just curiosity, just for curiosity's sake. And you know, there's something else very interesting about the Bible, very significant, is that it talks about a messenger that will come after Jesus. So it's very, very interesting. But this isn't the way that most people would interpret the Bible. This isn't the way that it's taught, but if you look, it's there. For example, if you read the Psalms, it says, a book will be given to one who's illiterate, and it will be said to him, read, and he will say to you, I cannot read. So, I mean, who is this? It's astonishing. The first time that I heard the Quran being recited, it was when I was older again, you know, maybe my late teenage years. And I was watching CNN actually, and they were showing Muslims praying. And I think they were kind of showing it to make it seem scary. I remember they were showing the Muslims praying from the back. So the camera was like up high in the mosque and showing everybody bowing at once and everything. So this was the first time I heard the Quran being recited. And it was so beautiful. I couldn't believe like how beautiful this was. And you know, it just makes my eyes water. It was just so nice. فَهَلْ أَحْسَسْتَ أَنَّ سَمَاهُ غَيْمًا إِذَا رَتَّلْتَ آيَاتٍ كَرِيمًا سَمَاءٌ بَلْ شِفَاءٌ بَلْ هِدَايَةٌ لِمَاذَا أَنْتَ لَمْ تُدْرِكْ نَعِيمًا.
لم تنتهي قصة طوني وسماعه للقرآن قبل إسلامه. ففي يوم من الأيام ذهب إلى مسجد وكان الإمام في هذا المسجد صومالي وصوته جميل جدا.
So one day I went to the mosque and I wanted to get a copy of the Quran and actually meet a Muslim in real life, not just on the internet or what I see on TV and radio. And so I went and met an Imam and he's from Somalia. He gave me a translation of the Quran and everything. And he said, if you want, you can sit in the back and then you can just watch us pray, because it was near Maghrib time. So I just sat in the back and I listened to him. He had such a beautiful recitation. It was so beautiful.
من ذكاء هذا الإمام حفظه الله أنه أهداه الكتاب كهدية فكان لها أثر كبير في نفس طوني.
And a very, very nice guy. And he gave me a copy of the Quran for free. It has English and Arabic inside, so it would have the English on one side and the Arabic on the other side. And he gave it to me for free, and I said, like, wow, that's very generous of you. Are you sure you want to just give it to me for free? And he said, yes, of course. He said, it's my job to give the Quran to people when they ask for it. So yeah, he gave it to me for free.
فبدأ طوني يقلب صفحات المصحف المترجم ويبحر في تدبر القرآن حتى تأثر بشكل كبير بأربعة آيات لا زال يذكرها.
So the verses that affected me the most was Ayat al-Kursi. I didn't even know this is an important ayah in the Quran. I thought it's just another ayah. But it was really good because it talks about God never needing to sleep and he's very powerful. So when I compared that to the God of Christianity, I could see that it's more logical. You know, in Christianity, there's a story about God becoming like a man, and Jacob wrestled with him and beat God. So, you know, the concept of God in Christianity is a little bit weak. Also in the Bible, it talks about God needing rest or to sleep. So when I read this, this had a big impact. You know, I felt like, okay, which God is true then? The one that seems a little weaker or the one that's all powerful? Obviously, I have to go with the logical choice, right?
أخي طوني، عندما أهدي لك المصحف المترجم أنت قرأت آيات من كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا، وفي الآية الأخرى أنت قرأتها ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. حدثني عن أثر هاتين الآيتين عليك.
Yeah, it affected my life a lot because these verses basically were the foundation of me changing my religion. Otherwise, I would stay a Christian, but this had such an effect on me that I changed my religion because of it, because of what's written there, because you can't argue with the logic. You know, any Christian or Jewish person or something like that, or people who are following other religions, should look to Abraham because he's like the father of monotheism, is what scholars call him. You know, Abraham came before all the religions. He wasn't a Jew because he came before Judaism. He wasn't a Christian, he came before Christianity. So these things had a big impact on me.
قال أحد أحبار اليهود للنبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما الهدى إلا ما نحن عليه فاتبعنا يا محمد تهتدي وقالت النصارى مثل ذلك فأنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة البقرة وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. الحنيفية هي الاستقامة وهي أن تؤمن بكل ما أرسل الله سبحانه وتعالى من الرسل فلا إيمان بالله سبحانه وتعالى إلا بالإيمان برسله.
And you know, I also like this part right at the beginning of Surah Baqarah. It says, this is a book in which there is no doubt. You know, it's very firm, very solid.
اللحظة المهمة في حياتك أخي طوني وهي لحظة النطق بالشهادة. حدثني عن هذا اليوم وأين كان وذهبت مع من.
I was meeting with this imam from Somalia several times. I went and visited him maybe two or three times with my questions that I wrote down as I was reading through the Quran and studying. I was listening to debates like with Ahmed Didat and other people. Online, I was watching YouTube videos of lectures and things like that. And I just came to a point in my life where I felt like this is true. So I drove to meet my friend, he's the imam, and I had a few final questions for him. And then I told him, okay, I want to become a Muslim, just like that. And he was very happy. I felt a little bit nervous, to be honest, but you know, I felt like I'm making the right decision because I had thought about it for a long time. I did a lot of research, a lot of studying on my own. Then when I made the Shahada, you know, I felt very light. I felt very relaxed and peaceful, and I felt happy with my decision. And the Imam asked everybody to come and greet me and to congratulate me, and they were so happy that I became Muslim. I wasn't expecting this, honestly. I wasn't expecting them to have this level of excitement and joy in their heart to see somebody convert to Islam.
ما رأيك أخي طوني أن نجدد الإيمان مع بعض ونذكر كلمة التوحيد الآن؟
Okay.
أشهد
أن لا إله
إلا الله
إلا الله
وأشهد
أن
محمدا رسول الله
رسول الله. There's no compulsion in religion, so I can't tell you, yes, you must become Muslim. I can't tell you this, of course, because otherwise Allah will punish me because, you know, Allah says in the Quran, there's no compulsion in religion. We can't force people. So I just want to say, you know, you're welcome to learn, you're welcome to contact your local mosque, and I'm pretty sure if you've never had contact with Muslims before, you probably have a lot of misconceptions, and all those misconceptions will be cleared up once you meet real people. Even if you don't want to convert to Islam, that's fine, but just, you know, be open-minded and just think about things and take your time. If you are interested in Islam, that's great, but, you know, just take your time and make sure that it's a decision that's right for you.
تعرف أن تقرأ شيء من القرآن؟
Okay, I'll recite Surah Fatiha. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المكتوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
بالقرآن اهتدي في رحبه تحلو الحياة شوقا إلى المولى أتاي أسلمت روحي للإله.
I told my parents by email because I wanted to break the news to them very softly. And so I thought an email would be a little softer than me telling them. Then they could have time to think about their emotions and how they would react and everything like that. So I sent them an email and I just told them that I converted to Islam and I believe it's true. And you know, I said there's a lot of misconceptions, so don't judge me for this. You know, maybe just stay open-minded. And they were very shocked. You know, they tell me that they still love me and I'm still their son and everything like that. But they said, next time you want to shock us with news, choose a better time to shock us. Yeah, they weren't happy about it. They definitely weren't happy at all. But you know, they told me that I'm still their son and they love me and it's my decision. I'm an adult. I can think for myself.
ما شاء الله أخي طوني بعد إسلامك أصبح لك موقع إلكتروني في الإنترنت يتحدث عن الإسلام. أريد أن أعرف الرسالة التي تريد إيصالها من خلال هذا الموقع.
After I converted to Islam, I made a website, and the point of the website was just to clear up misconceptions, because before I converted to Islam, I had so many misconceptions. There was lots of things I didn't know. There was lots of things that I thought about Islam, and they were totally wrong. We all should try and improve and become better people, and the world should be a better place after we're dead. You know, Muslims are such nice people, especially Arabs, they're such nice people. I know that Westerners would love you if you make friends with them.
أريد أن أعرف دور القرآن الآن في حياتك وأثر كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى الآن عليك أخي طوني.
Now, if you look at my relationship with the Quran today, it's like a hobby for me. I like to listen to it. Maybe I'm not very good at memorizing it and I read very slowly, but it's something that's very interesting. It feels like it's something with substance. It's heavy, you know. It's just something very feels very pure and touches your heart.
أحسست فيه كأن سطوره فجر وعطر وقد ضم الحياة بدفتيه وقد ضم الحياة بدفتيه فهل أحسست أن سماه غيما إذا رتلت آيات كريمة سماء بل شفاء بل هداية لماذا أنت لم تدرك نعيما بعيدا كنت لكن حين جيت بأول وهلة منه اهتديت وأنت عرفته مذ كنت طفلا لماذا قلب بعض الناس ميت لماذا قلب بعض الناس ميت عتابي أمة القرآن حب بكم فالهجر للقرآن ذنب سيشكون الرسول غدا أنا أرضى غدا ماذا نقول وما نجيب عتابي أمة القرآن حب بكم فالهجر للقرآن ذنب سيشكون الرسول غدا أنا أرضى غدا ماذا نقول وما نجيب